Hi, this is Tim Bradshaw for the Financial Times. I'm at the Cannes Lions Advertising Festival. I'm here with Ralph Cochran, the Chief Operating Officer and co-founder of MoFilm, and Spike Lee, the director. We've just had the awards of the MoFilm competition to find a new 30-second ad spot for brands like Nokia and Best Buy. Ralph, I was just wondering, can I ask you, what were you trying to achieve with this competition?
Well, MoFilm started working with filmmakers 2 years ago. We used the web, and particularly mobile, hence the name MoFilm, to showcase talent wherever that may be. So a lot of times that's universities, film students. But this was a competition, I think, quite unique because there were 12 big brands, big global brands, from all over the world. And we had over 350 ads uploaded in about 6 weeks. From over 120 countries.
So, and what was the quality of the entries?
I think that's one for Spike that you should ask.
Okay, Spike, you got to look at the cream of the crop.
Very impressed by the 12 finalists that the judges looked at, and I know there were some gems that probably didn't even make the cut. So again, this reconfirms, which I always feel, that there's an abundance of talent out there. People just need a shot. People need a platform, a vehicle, a venue to show the world what they can do.
How, I mean, this is an obvious question in the age of YouTube, but I mean, how does technology help bring that to the fore? Because
it makes an unknown person known. Simple as that.
And it
helps when that person's talent too.
Sure, I was going to say. I mean, part of the basis of crowdsourcing, which I guess is one sort of phrase for this, is that there is a lot of entries, and the quality, you know, will sometimes be bit. How do you sift through this?
Do you watch TV?
I do indeed.
All the commercials great on television? No. So why should it be any different? And those guys are professionals.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you think that there's a real opportunity for new filmmakers in the current climate? I mean, brands are cutting back on their budgets. Can they?
They're going to be looking for young, hungry guys. They're cheap.
But is that taking a risk for brands like Nokia? Or?
I guess that's for Nokia. I mean,
you got to ask. She's here.
Yeah, we should ask her. But I think that.
Well, we can't speak for Nokia. You got to speak. You should ask her.
I think for a lot of brands, this is certainly an experiment, and there's a lot going on in this area. But you know, the fact that there's 12 involved says that it's at least interesting, and they're taking a look at it. And I agree with Spike. I mean, you know, why is it just agency staff that will be talented? Why not let people from Sri Lanka or, you know, China or somewhere invent the next Nike ad?
Is there a risk that it sort of undermines the value for professionals' work? I mean, it's you were saying yourself in the press conference that
cream rises to the top. Talent is talent, and you know, why should people think that there's some type of false entitlement because you have an agency? I mean, you have an agency, you work at an agency, that means that your ideal automatically is better than someone who's in Sri Lanka, who has no agency experience. But here's the thing. When you put those spots up, the audience doesn't know who made it. So they're not just gonna pick this one spot or other because it came through an agency. They're going to pick the spot that has the greater effect on them.
Is there a risk, though, that you, if every time you if, say, this was the way that all advertising was made, you know, you'd have there'd be another 1,000 hungry new filmmakers that you could put the next one, and nobody gets the sort of momentum to make a career.
No one is talking about destroying, dismantling advertising agencies. I think that the ones that are going to be able to make it through this difficult times are the ones that be able to adapt, and they're going to turn this user-generated content to their advantage. I mean, we could go back to many years before people said, "With the advent of television, would be the death of film." You know, it's always like the sky is falling, oh Lord, and somehow.